Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The characteristic of a carnal or immature Christian is that they're feeling dominated, feeling ruled. The parallel is the same with natural development. Little ones are big on how they feel. Is that right? I mean, before they can talk or walk, if they feel uncomfortable, they will yell, they will scream, they will cry, and they don't care if they wake you up. Is that right? They don't care if they interrupt something important that's going on. They are completely oblivious yep. to your feelings or your needs. Right. And people, it doesn't just make them angry and mad because they know they are a baby. That's right. They don't realize, but are they feeling conscious? It's their whole world. Yeah. Is that right? True. And it changes slightly by the time they're teenagers. If you don't believe me, just listen to teenagers describe, oh, I feel pretty good today. I didn't feel very good. Why didn't you go? I didn't feel good. Why don't you feel? I feel. This is being unspiritual. And you expect some of that out of babies and young ones. But we're supposed to grow up. I said we're supposed to grow up and learn that feelings don't necessarily mean anything. Just because you feel a certain way does not mean that what you're feeling is true or right or that you have a right to feel that way. Come on, are you with me? We have to learn to discern our feelings. If you're led by feelings and dominated by feelings, you will be unstable your entire life, and you'll be easily defeated spiritually. Rejoicing is a choice. You can choose to rejoice in the middle of crying, in the middle of feeling terrible, in the middle of being hit with the worst circumstances. You can choose. Oh, is anybody listening? I'm talking about how to be spiritual now. I'm talking about how to overcome anything. I'm talking about how to have miracles in the midst of bad situations. You can choose, everybody say choose to rejoice completely independent and a lot of times completely contradictory to what you're feeling and what you're seeing. That's what being spiritual is. I don't walk by sight. I don't walk by feeling. I'm not walking by experiences or circumstances. That's not what my believing is based on. It's not what my expectation is based on. Yes. My believing is based on what He said to me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. By His Word and by His Spirit.
That's right.
And therefore my expectation is based on that same thing. And that's why in the middle of a bad situation, I can rejoice about something else.
Yes.
That's not how the unsaved world acts and reacts. And it's not how immature baby Christians act either. But we can grow up. Can we grow up?
Yes.
If He's telling us to rejoice, then it must be a choice. Look with me in Matthew, the 5th chapter, if you would. Let's look at some of these. Matthew 5 and 10. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you. Now, reviling is not nice. I know your flesh would like for everyone to like you. But that's just living in a dream world. Everyone's not going to like you. They're not. If the wrong people like you, you're not doing good. In Jesus. Did everybody like Jesus? No, they did not. There were people who wanted to kill him and did. And Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you. Didn't he say that? They will hate you. We should not be shocked when somebody says something ugly about us, when somebody reviles us or persecutes us, says all manner of evil, all manner of evil against you falsely. They're lying. They're making stuff up. And what are you supposed to do? Verse 12. What are you supposed to do? Is that what most Christians do? No. No. They quit going to church. Why? Because so-and-so on the other side talked about me. And they pile up in the bed and don't go to work and feel sorry. They sorrow and mourn and grieve. Then they get mad and lose their temper, and then they're hurt to the core. And do all kind of stuff except this. Would you feel like rejoicing when somebody just smeared your name, called you everything except a nice fella, reviled you, lied on you, tried to hurt you, persecuted you? Does that make you feel like rejoicing? No, it does not. But could you, instead of having a meltdown, could you choose to rejoice and not just play with it, be exceeding glad? Luke says, leap for joy. Could you do it? Yeah. Why? Because you're not thinking about what they're saying. You're thinking about why they're saying it. Because you're a believer. You're doing what the Lord told you to do.
Right.
Saying what He told you to say. And they're having a major problem with that. And your reward is great in heaven. And they're treating you the same way they treated Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah. You're in some tall company here, brother. Then you're glad ungodly people don't like you. You're thinking about your reward. You're thinking about the company that you're in. Can you see that? How do you do it? How can you choose to rejoice? By choosing to look at this instead of this.
Yes.
If you keep replaying what they said about you, you're not going to rejoice. You keep pondering and thinking and hashing and rehashing and talking with everybody about how dirty they did you and about how they treated you. You're going to lose all your joy. You're going to lose all your peace, and you're going to lose all your strength. And you'll be completely in the flesh, easily defeated. And you can be destroyed like that. That hurt and that anger can chew you up until there's nothing left. You don't have anything to give anymore, any strength or any hope or anything in your relationships. That's how many marriages fail. That's how many families come apart, lose your job, stop helping in the church, whatever the case might be. When all the time you could have been rejoicing. You could have been if you had chosen to. If you had chosen to look at that, look at my reward, look at the company I'm in, think about what Jesus said to me. What did He say? Rejoice. So why? Because you got a good reward. Because you're in this kind of company. Besides that, Who are they, and what did it matter what they said, and who will remember it 1,000 years from now? So why should I be obsessed with this and live in this cloud of depression? For why? Why? It's just letting the enemy manipulate you. It's letting him deceive you. It's letting him rob you. He's a thief. He's robbing you of your peace, robbing you of your joy. And it's too precious to let anybody steal it over anything. Somebody say, I'll refuse to let anybody or anything steal my joy and my peace. You don't have to. I said, you don't have to. But you got to make up your mind to quit thinking about that and quit talking about that and look at something else. Talk about something else. In Luke 10 verse 20, he said, notwithstanding in this, they were rejoicing because the demons were subject to them. In this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, it begins to be more and more clear, rejoicing's a choice. Because here he tells you, no, quit rejoicing over that. Then you can. And start rejoicing over this. We can choose. We can take our focus off of this and put it on this. Come on, can you see this? We have that ability, being made in the image of God. We have a will, we have a mind. We can focus our mind at our will. Now, if you're immature, you just let your feelings and circumstances dominate you, and you bump along and up and down and unstable and act like, I can't help it, I can't help it. Things are good, oh, I'm happy. Things are bad, I'm sad. They're better, I'm a little better. They're worse, I'm worse. They're terrible, I'm terrible. They're wonderful, yay. But it only lasts for half a day, and then something else. That's like the unsaved world lives. And we don't have to. Jesus didn't live this way. I said, Jesus didn't live this way. And I don't have to live this way. You don't have to live that way. What can we do? Are there many good reasons why the Lord told us rejoice all the time? And I'm telling you again, rejoice all the time. Said it in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice all the time. Tell your neighbor, look at them, help them out. Rejoice all the time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.